Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. No problem. Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Sorry for the noise, it's 11:04 p.m. on 31st of December 2023. Everybody's going around me, like the church around me, they are at it, and I know that people are at the countdown in Kaduna. What is the God of Countdown? YNS to Glory Stand Countdown in Kaduna, because that's what Kaduna people do. We go to events, I spend money. But anyways, people are there right now, and apparently it's fun, I guess. Me, I'm in my house. God, the new year, I didn't feel it this time around like that. I was waiting for it, but it didn't come. So I'm just waiting for it to come in. And last year, there was no noise. There was no banga and all these things. If you live in Kaduna, then maybe you have an idea what I'm talking about. I see banga, like fireworks and them. What do you call them? I don't know what they banga. It's not fireworks. The thing that do pa pa pa, the banga, all those like I can't remember, for the life of me, I don't know what they are called. I can't remember what they are called. And that's how we usually usher the new year in KD. For the longest time, it was drums, and there's like march in the middle of the night and drumming all through like 11, like 50 something, by 11:30, 11:40, people start drumming, and I don't know, I think they start from FGC side, sha, or wherever they start from, but you can hear them like outside. But this kind of dwindled over the years, maybe because there's nothing to celebrate and the lack of insecurity. Me saying nothing to celebrate is just like lukewarm feeling, I feel. Once upon a time, everybody was eager for the new year, like celebrating it and just being very vocal and loud about it. But over the years, this has died down. Last year, there was nothing. And this year, I won't be surprised if there's nothing. Now, I feel like people are more focused on praying and just ushering the new year in with family and loved ones. I feel like I'm more of a indoor, let's sit down to watch a movie and just reflect inwardly kind of new year person, more or less. I don't think I'm a countdown with fireworks kind of person. I don't know, but yeah, this is what we're doing. Like I said, it's 11 and the new year is coming, 2024. One thing I noticed is that people are not more, there aren't many people who are doing the whole new year, new me, oh this year don't do this and that. I feel like, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but even now when I go to my like status, when I see people post things like, oh, like new year stuff, oh, like next year I'm going to do this and that, I get it. But now I get why once upon a time some people were saying, what's the point of posting it and all of that. I don't know, I guess post it if you feel like you have to, but right now I just don't know the reason, and who am I trying to convince, and what am I trying to tell? But I mean, that's more of like a reflective thought. But yeah, I don't see a lot of people posting about how like next year they're going to be a better person, and next year they're going to have many friends, and they're going to cut people off. Maybe it's my circle. Maybe it's like more younger people thing than my age bracket thing. Because I honestly, I can't be bothered. If I'm going to cut you off, I'm just going to cut you off one day. Pew, and that's it. There's no need to be there's no need to be announcing it, I feel like. So yeah. By the way, okay, anyways, I'm just going to leave that. There's no need to be announcing it, and I am back, so it is what it is. Now, okay, I'm not here alone, by the way. Somebody's here, and I'll let her say hi. She's, it's of her to come, let's talk. She said no, she's gonna say just hi and hello. So I'm just going to allow her to do that. Say your hi and hello, please.
Thank you. My hi and hello. This is Maria. What do you say that? Say hi. Hi and hello.
Guys, don't allow
the age factor there.
New Year now. Just happy New Year.
Okay, now happy New Year. Go out on your own fireworks and banga.
Banga. That's the way it is done here. Anyways, I promised you guys an episode, and unfortunately, I couldn't deliver. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to make sure that something comes out before next year. And even though this is not going to be a long episode, this is just me literally wishing you guys a happy new year. It is an episode, technically. I just hope that next year brings... No, actually, I just hope that next year doesn't shake us too much. That's just what I'm going to say, because this year was not funny. And honestly, at this point, let me confess something to you guys. I never used to pray for Nigeria. Like, I don't think I've ever sat down and be like, oh my God, God bless this country, God help this country. Like, I have never. In the past, I have never. I don't think I can be bothered. I didn't used to think I could be bothered. Nigeria was not my cup of tea because Nigeria didn't give a shit about me. But recently, I've come to the conclusion that it's not Nigeria. Nigeria is just an innocent bystander. It's the government and people in the government and these people that have a special place in hell for their siphoning of funds and their corruption and whatnot. So let me not be angry at Nigeria. But honestly, I feel like we have reached a point for God's intervention. I genuinely think that it's only God that can intervene in this country's affairs. So please, as you're ushering in the new year, those of you that are in church, those of you that are in mosques right now, put us in your prayers, because the mass not the mass anymore. It's literally not my thing anymore. And I was going to say something else, but now I forgot what I was going to say. But anyways, put us in your prayer and pray for this country, because yeah, things are not, it doesn't, it's the girls are, see, it's hard out here in the streets. So yeah, believe it or not, this may or may not be a pre-recorded episode, but we're not going to dwell on that. Oh yeah, I remember what I was going to say. I joined a book club. You should check out the literary, help me please, collective. Yeah, the literary collective. I almost forgot. On Instagram, it's a really nice book club that I am a part of. I'm a member, and I joined it because, like I said in the last episode, the next year I really want to read more books that are diverse. This year, more or less, I just wanted to read. There's sometimes I don't know if you're a bookworm or you like to read, you understand. Sometimes I crave words. Just like how sometimes I'm bored and I want to watch a movie, sometimes it's actually a book I want to read. And because of that, I just read like stuff that I like. I like to read like all them Witcher genre, Lord of the Rings genre, Game of Thrones genre, and my romance novels, because while the Game of Thrones and all of them, I've watched them before, so it keeps it interesting for me. And then the romance is like air. I don't have to remember anybody's name. I don't have to like remember somewhere in the past a vital information. I can just read and fast forward the pages. But this year I decided to join, or coming into next year, I decided to join a book club because I wanted to go back to reading more diverse books, and the literary collective is giving me the opportunity. If I'm able to get into the zone back, you know, if I'm able to get back into the zone of reading diverse content, I might be able to read them on my own. But even if I'm not able to read diverse content on my own, I'm definitely going to have to keep up with the book club. So if you're interested in knowing what this is about, and if you're interested in joining the book club, by the way, if you're not serious about it, they remove you like they remove you so quick. If you're not serious about it, if you know that you can't keep up, don't, this is not your book club, they don't give a shit about you, they remove you so quick. So like, if you know some book club, they don't care, you can just come and in 4 months you come again. This one, they don't play. If you don't read the book, when they say you should read the book, they go in the spree and remove like people. The last time they removed like 100 something people in one night. So if you are doing teenings and I don't think it's book club for you. But if you are very intentional about the kind of content you want to read, or if you're very intentional about being part of this kind of community, then this is the perfect community for you, because yeah, if you're not active, they really just remove you. So that's it. So hopefully I'm able to read 12 diverse books at the very least. But I have a challenge, and I want to beat my challenge when it comes to books. So talking about that, we did a book club this December, and it ended just a few hours ago, and it's by Karen Rose. It's called You Can't Hide. See, I've been missing this name, eh? the fact that I can remember it in one go. It's called You Can't Hide, and it was very interesting read. I particularly liked the fact that it brought me back to reading thrillers. On the scale of thriller to 1 to 5, it didn't really thrill me like 5. Let's say give it like a solid 2.53 for me. And it was an interesting read. It was actually interesting. Like, I couldn't drop the book. Actually, I legit couldn't drop the book. And I say that because, and that's quite important for me to point out, because you see, I read this book last minute. I was pushing it till last minute. And usually when I push a book till last minute like this, especially this genre, if it's not good enough, the honest truth is I never finish. I start it, and because it's last minute, I'm not even gingered to beat the time. But I literally started the book 3 days before the deadline, and I read it in 2 days. Or let me say 2.5 days, because I couldn't drop it. It was actually interesting. Sometimes I drop the book and my mind will go back to, oh my god, I need to like know what happened after. Yeah, and you know, my mind will go back to what happened after, and I'll be so like interested to know what happened, you know. So that's what made me to read the book. The book was 1800 pages, which is on my phone, which maybe if you're using a bigger phone it might be 1600 thereabouts. I had to even change this viewing scrolling thing because I was like flipping pages made me very like, it just took a bit off, like I wasn't that interested when I was flipping pages. But when I turned it to scrolling, it made it easy for me. Anyhow, Karen Rose, You Can't Hide is not bad. It's a good book. It was a good read. So I'm leaving you guys on that note. Coming into next year, the only things I would say is try to be better person. You know, try to be a good person. There's no reason why you should go for badness. It's not really adding to anybody's like overall betterment. If you set goals, try to start to accomplish them. You don't have to. It's okay if you don't meet up to your goals. The most important thing I feel like is to actually start it. You know, there's no need to say, okay, this year I'm going to hit the gym or lose weight, but you don't even try. Not once did you even wear shoes or try to run or try to diet or like try to walk. You made no attempt at trying, is what we should totally avoid. And as long as we try, I feel like we will be fine, inshallah. And let's be praying for each other. Let's pray for the country, especially. Honestly, I feel like we have reached a point to start to do that. Anyways, I'm leaving you guys on this note. I hope you have a beautiful year ahead. My name is Bye
Bye.
So yeah, bye bye, and yeah, toodles. Hello guys, it's Hikma. You are still listening to the amazing Summertide Nigerian Girl, and I am your host, you know, the original TNG, Tired Nigerian Girl. Well, TNG is taking a break. It's the new year, so we're taking a short break, but we'll be back before you know it. Do check out previous episodes. As you know, Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl is available wherever you listen to your podcast. Till then, have a beautiful year ahead, and you hear from us when you hear from us. Toodles.